God's word for you, Mark 15:34. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? We will consider three things here. The reader may pick and choose whether you want to just read the third one or the others as well. But first, the Aramaic words themselves, how to say them and what they mean. Second, why do so many pastors struggle to pronounce them when reading them in worship? And third, what does this cry from the cross mean? First, let's look at the four Aramaic words, Eloi, Eloi, lema, sabachthani. Eloi has three syllables, rhyming with the names Eloise and Heloise. It's an Aramaic form of my God. The I on the end is my in Hebrew or Aramaic. Matthew's account has the shorter Eli, which we usually say just like the name Eli, but which probably should be Eli. Lema is simply the question, why? It's pronounced with the accent on the first half of the word. It rhymes with the name Emma and often comes out like Lama, because the Hebrew of Psalm 22:1 says Lama. Sabachthani has two accents, one on the second and on the last syllables. The way that we say the bumblebee, except that strictly speaking, the stronger emphasis should be on the last syllable, like the end of the phrase, I hurt my knee. It means forsaken me. In Hebrew, it would have used the root azav, which means forsaken or abandoned, as in Gaza will be abandoned, which is Zephaniah 2 verse 4. Second, why do so many pastors struggle to pronounce these words if they've had so much Hebrew and Greek in school? Well, it's true that pastors in our fellowship have generally had the same education, 8 years of Greek and 6 years of Hebrew, counting the vicar year when they were under the supervision of a single pastor in the field. Some men have had even more, with summer classes and other things. Only a small number, however, have had Aramaic, which is usually offered as an elective course focusing on the Aramaic portions of Ezra and Daniel. In Greek, foreign words, that is, non-Greek words, are left unaccented. And therefore, we run into the problem of where to put the accents in terms that not all have learned. Most pastors I know default to the way their childhood pastors, often their own fathers, said these words. Learned more like the way many Americans learn a handful of French terms without ever learning French. So even if a pastor's college professor said the words correctly in class one day, the chances are poor that your pastor, as a student, wrote them out phonetically on that afternoon decades ago. In the end, it's more important that your pastor can explain these words of Jesus than pronounce them perfectly. Third, what does this cry from the cross mean? Well, from the cross, Jesus prayed or called out to the Father three times. Matthew and Mark only record this one, which is a quote of Psalm 22, verse 1. What pain is worse than the pain of being separated, forsaken by God? What torment could ever be worse than the ongoing, eternal, and everlasting torment of hell? This is what Christ suffered at this time. All eternity in a few hours of agony. He cries out, even now holding dear to the sacred words of the Holy Scriptures, to describe what cannot be imagined. He says this so that we, the members of Christ, can lament along with him when we feel forsaken, knowing that our Lord was forsaken even more. And yet, even in his agony, with his Father's face turned away, he says, my God. He does not consider himself an unbeliever, but only a punished man. He does not consider himself to be treated unfairly, but punished on behalf of those he loves. He sees death approach, but he is the good shepherd, laying down his life for the sheep at the Father's command. He does not think that God is no longer his Father, but knows that God is his Father and he is God's son, punished though he is. Peter speaks to us here, after you have suffered a little while. The God of all grace, who called you into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself restore, establish, strengthen, and support you. That's 1 Peter 5:10. We should not come to foolish conclusions about this word from the cross, as some have done. Let us be clear about what happened. The Son of God was in agony and asked the Father, using David's words, why he was forsaken. The answer, of course, is for all to know, because he suffered the torment that I deserve. But he suffered in our place. Therefore, this should be our greatest comfort in our own troubles and suffering, that such sufferings were also experienced by our Lord, our head, Jesus Christ. He knows our need, and he will help us. You have remembered me, O God, and you have not forsaken those who love you. May he grant us this grace. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's word for you.